Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Damien Haffenden with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, September 23. Parts of Melbourne's iconic Chapel Street remain closed today as inspectors check historic buildings, still unsure whether they can be salvaged. More aftershocks have rocked the state following yesterday's 5.9 magnitude quake. Earthquake science and University of Melbourne Associate Professor Mark Quigley told Sunrise why the damage was so severe, more than 150 kilometres from the epicentre.
There's a few things at play. First off, we do have some vulnerable buildings in Melbourne. We do have parts of buildings that are susceptible to collapse under really, really low intensities of shaking, particularly unreinforced masonry and designed aspects of some of our buildings. But also the soft sediments in Melbourne can amplify seismic waves, and so there can be local effects related to the geology that can cause the shaking to increase.
Lockdowns will lift for the New South Wales towns of Glen Innes and Orange from midnight tonight, despite case numbers in the state remaining high. 1,063 new local cases and 6 virus-related deaths were reported in the 24 hours to 8pm Wednesday. But in some good news, the state could get a lockdown early mark, with Freedom Day now likely to fall on October 11, 2 weeks earlier than expected, thanks to a high vaccination uptake. And veterans are outraged over the behaviour of protesters who congregated at Melbourne's Shrine of Remembrance in a 3-hour standoff with police yesterday. Shrine of Remembrance CEO Dean Lee has told Sunrise about the aftermath of the demonstration.
There was broken glass, there was rubbish, there was even urination on parts of this sacred monument, which is absolutely appalling. But there was no lasting damage after that group left this place.
And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Haffenden.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.